KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. Say hello, Andorra.
Hello, Andorra.
Say hello, Stacy.
Hello, Stacy.
We'll be right. Oh, please. We got a great show lined up. Andorra's going to give us a few hints on your social entertaining. And we'll have some commentary from Stacy on the whole ball of wax.
There you go.
Stay tuned. Good morning, Laguna Beach. Here, Laguna Beach. I got a few things I got to get off my chest here. No, no comment.
No, I'm not touching that.
Okay. We want to first of all thank our fabulous sponsor, which is Villa Real Estate, Mike Johnson. Real estate offices in Laguna Beach, Corona Del Mar, and Costa Mesa. Thank you, Michael, for being our stalwart supporter here on Rainbow Radio. And again, I like to bring up next week, we've had Lawrence Simon scheduled, but he's traveling again. He does a lot of that traveling, I guess, being in the biz, right?
Yes, so. It helps.
It helps. It helps keep his business on the radar, I suppose. Anyway, Lawrence will be next week, November or December 2nd.
Yes.
I think that is that next
yes.
Saturday?
Saturday.
It is next Saturday. Okay, so December 2nd, and we'll have, that's the business. But if you know of a gay business that you'd like to have featured on our program, we would love to hear from you at rainbow-radio.com. Also, if you know a wonderful person such as we have here today with us, that we are so blessed to have with us, a community leader, a stalwart supporter of everything important.
please, more.
Oh, Dora, you're so bashful. she has a very handsome voice, I must say.
All those years.
It's from all that serious entertaining from heads of state to royalty in the UK, but we let me finish my thought here. So if you do have a local personality that you'd like to see on the show, be sure to give us a nod. Also, we are collecting all events and things that are going on in Laguna Beach, gay, straight, whatever their interest might be on our rainbow-radio.com website. And we share that with the Laguna Beach City, which is Visit Laguna. And they actually post it for travelers. And we're back to traveling again. And yeah, so if you've got anyone you'd like to see on the show or you'd like to feature a business, we'd love to hear from you. Our featured artist this week is Sam Smith. And we're going to get to that in a little bit. Whoops. That's not it.
It's pretty.
It is pretty.
Well, it is that time of year. And this is my favorite song. We're going to get it out of the way now. This is Home. I'm going to let it go. Enjoy.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, Nat King Cole, the dulcet tones. I'm going to give that a shout out to my two brothers. I have a straight brother and a gay brother. And my brother Brian in Northern California and his lovely wife Mary. And my other brother Todd and his lovely husband Danny. So without any further ado.
Yes.
We're all suffering from a turkey hangover, I think. Today. Yeah, it's terrible. So we brought Indora in so she can give us some entertaining hints about, about entertaining.
The do's and don'ts.
The do's and don'ts. And, you know, maybe you have some gastric distress.
Pull my finger.
Now, we have to be careful. Oh, well, no cussing. That's the only requirement.
I know. What is that?
Innuendo.
No swearing.
We have lots of innuendo, though, don't we, dear?
Yes, we do, usually.
So it's amazing to see you so early in the morning.
I know. Can you believe it?
You're such a night person.
I know.
Usually.
I didn't recognize.
I know.
Gave her. In. I thought, who's that?
Well, so, I didn't know what to wear for radio, so I wore it all.
And you look marvelous, darling.
I look like quite a salad this morning, I tell you.
My eyeliner on straight.
Ooh. So, you know, we've solicited, being the responsible community radio broadcast station we are in KX93.5 FM, 93.5 FM, we've asked some of our readers to, our listeners, to write in. Write in listeners, anyway. And with some questions they might have about the difficult times it is to do entertaining. And so we searched high and low and thought the best person to resolve these concerns was Indora. After all, with so many social graces she has, she's like a Southern Belle. She knows everything about. So, Indora, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well,
thank you, Craig.
we had a guest write in and said that they had 64 people over, and they bought 62 pounds of turkey, and they have about 40 pounds left.
My, that's a lot of turkey left. What would you do?
Well, so they're wondering, should they grind it up and make hamburger meat out of it, or should they make soup, or what do they do when you have, what do you do, Indora, when you have a lot of turkeys in your home?
Well, get rid of them as quickly as you can. Then you can deal with the meat.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yes, yes, yes. Turkey, we just love it. I'm still in a tryptophan phase, and I'm surprised I'm awake this morning.
That's terrible. And we had another writer write and says that I do a lot of entertaining as well. And, you know, my husband, Well, it's difficult sometimes because it says, let's say, gas. He has a lot of gas.
Well, I say just get him with his own and just, you know, pull the covers over his head and run during the
isn't
night.
That called when like a Dutch oven or something like that?
When the green cloud comes in.
Catch him in his own. That's what I say.
Okay.
But how about all that turkey?
This, we'll be back with Endora with a couple more questions for the for entertaining this holiday season. And we'll get down to know Terry
Hello?
Redding. Terry Redding behind the man behind the person. So Terry, let's drop Endora for a bit here. She's a little tired this morning. I have
She is.
A little overworked.
Terry has been involved in the community here. When did you move here, Terry?
1980.
Really? So you were what? Barely old enough to get in the bars.
That's true. Barely.
And you, I know you hail from Portland, Oregon.
Yes, and Mount Hood, if anybody's heard of that. Yeah. Timberline Lodge.
Yeah.
Beautiful part of the country. I was just there in October, visiting family and friends. It was wonderful.
And Terry, I think what might be interesting to the listeners is how you evolved into this personality that's been so much of Main Street Bar and Cabaret. And you were even been seen around town at theater, of course.
Of course.
Where else have you gone?
Well, what we just have the Taste of Laguna.
Yes.
Which was an amazing event. I recommend it to everybody. There was more food than you could possibly eat and a lot of fun.
More than the 40 pounds of turkey.
More than the 40 pounds of turkey. Make enchiladas. Turkey enchiladas.
Okay.
Sounds good.
And where else have you? And I know you're entertaining a couple Christmas parties this year.
Yes, we have one in Capo Beach and one in South Coast Plaza. Tony, my pianist, we're very excited about these two coming events. And so we're branching out from our normal club of Main Street, which we do have our show every Friday night, 7 to 10. It's a lot of fun, a lot of oldies but goodies, and a lot of great banter between Tony and I.
Yes, back and forth. Well, actually, you are quite a pair. I love it. I think that Tony's quite the straight person and is shocked and appalled at something what rolls out of Endora's mouth once in a while.
Well, I don't know why he's so shocked. We've been working together 2.5 years.
And nonstop. Well, there was that trip to the UK where you entertained royalty.
That's true. We performed in Great Missenden. It was fabulous. We had about 30 people at a private party. It was amazing.
Yeah. And you were well received?
Absolutely. It was a beautiful English garden, and we were celebrating an 80th birthday.
Oh, wow.
So they flew us in from the UK, or from here to the UK, and it was wonderful.
A private jet, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Yes.
The only way to go.
Did you get an invitation to Buckingham Palace?
I did, but I had to turn the Queen down. I was just too busy.
Oh, I understand. Social. Demands of a social life.
I was only there 2 weeks. There just wasn't enough time.
So I want to talk to you because I think a lot of people, there's listeners out there that are interested in doing what you do and would be interested to hear how you evolved into this personality. And I do sense that when you're in your wardrobe, you just light up. You're just a very powerful and engaging person. And I love that. I love that you can talk to anyone who walks in the room and you have the social graces to pull it off. You don't measure genius in social terms. You measure it in mathematical terms and really what your memory can bring forth of what you've learned, perhaps in college or in high school. And you get your IQ. But I do think that some people have an extremely high IQ if we could measure your social skills, which is something that is so ambiguous, it would be hard to measure.
Absolutely.
But Terry, you are a genius, and I love
Thanks
you for
you
it.
Thank you. I agree.
Thank you. As an actor, once I put my costume on, I become my character, and I think that's held throughout the business for all actors and actresses. But it really does make me become that person. And I try to be a little edgy, but I can't be gross or vulgar because that is a turnoff. But certainly I can have innuendos and play on words, and that's always fun. Craig, you had asked how the character started. Well, she used to be Ginger, and she'd just go out on Halloween.
Oh.
And then Jimmy, that owns Main Street, he had this brainstorm one time about Endora, because I was the redhead and the blue eyeshadow and all of that. So,
and if some of our listeners are not familiar with Endora, there was a television program years ago called Bewitched. And Samantha, who played Samantha?
Elizabeth Montgomery.
Elizabeth Montgomery was Samantha, and her husband, Derwood Dagmore, and the mother-in-law was Agnes Moorhead.
Yes.
And we could go on about that last name for a long while.
What a lovely name, Moorhead.
Oh, I'm out.
Stacy's like,
I just got it. What are you talking? Turkey hangover, and I just got like, I'm out of that one.
No, Agnes. Agnes.
Oh, Agnes. Oh, that does not make it better.
What a name.
Oh, what a name. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
The mother-in-law, which is always a bane of comedy, I guess, was Agnes Moorhead as Endora, and Endora was quite striking in her Bewitched costumes of the 60s and was quite well known for that part, although Agnes Moorhead had a lot of other parts that she did. But anyway, so you picked it up with Jimmy, who came, this was what made sense?
Yes, this was about 3 years ago when he was trying to revive the club, and at that time we decided that Endora would be a good personality for the room. And I started doing the drag show at that time. And then 3 months later, we started doing our drag bingo on Wednesday nights.
Oh, and that's, oh, believe me, that's great, the bingo. It's kind of like your alter ego.
Yes, she's a little more down to earth, shall I say.
A little more trailer trash.
Than my Friday night character, Endora, the lady.
Yeah, I've not seen the bingo, but the Friday night lady is amazing.
The Friday night, she goes to social parties and has good social graces most of the time. But the Wednesday
anything
girl,
goes on Wednesday.
Anything goes, and it's a rompous riot, I have to say. And some of the gifts, the crazy gifts that we go through, so if you have nothing better to do on Wednesday, and you have people from out of town, and you think, well, maybe we should try it out. I recommend it, having been there through it many, many times and actually supporting Terry with some strong sound effects.
I must say my favorite night, which was quite unexpected, was one of my patrons playing bingo. These two ladies got into a marker duel, if you will, and they had the lipstick done, eyeshadow, freckles, I'm just cracking with the markers.
Oh,
and they had a wedding to go to the next day, and I'm like, I think you girls should stop. I don't know if that'll come off. So I think they went to their wedding the
two
next
black
day,
eyes.
All spotted, and blue, green, yellow spots everywhere.
Right. Make a statement.
Blue lips.
Make a statement.
That was a lot of fun. They really cracked me up.
Well, it's crazy what goes on there. You never know. And all kinds of people... I guess there's no barriers there because all kinds of people arrive.
Yes, they do.
They do. And whether they're transgendered, which there's several that are there, I know, or they just like to wear different clothes, you know, and they're very comfortable in that environment. I think that's the magic of that bar.
Everybody loves the room. It's very, very fun.
So you
and welcoming.
You and Jimmy came up and said, okay, we're going to do Endora, and that's how you started?
That's exactly how it started. And so I changed from Ginger from Halloween to performing 2-3 nights a week. And it's back down to 2, which I like. 3 was a lot when we were doing the comedy show on Thursdays.
Yeah.
So, but we're back to bingo and then the drag show afterwards on Wednesdays. And then my show, Endora's Dress Rehearsal with Tony Tanner on Fridays, 7 to 10.
And where do you shop?
Anywhere I can.
I don't think it's Neiman Marcus, but I...
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be.
I noticed some drapery material you were making use of.
Well, it was something I saw in the window, and I just had to have it.
Of course. Oh, that's terrible.
Did you ask Carol?
Carol, yes.
Okay, did you ask her? Because she is on Kelly and... what's his name?
I did.
Ryan Seacrest, Carol Burnett is on that on Monday. So
oh, is she?
You can give her the drapes back.
Okay, well, I gave her the curtain rod back.
We're going to take a little break with a holiday with Madonna and be right back with Terry with our Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving recovery show.
Hello, I don't know any Craig.
I don't know you. I gave it the office.
Thank you, Madonna. We're trying our phone system here. And Terry, we're back to you again. And you, I still want to know more about this transition to, and where you shop for clothes. Because I'm a struggling starlet, and I don't know where to begin. You know, makeup hints.
Oh, all of it. First of all, my face is paint by number. Oh. I've got it down to a 15-minute routine to be ready for stage. Clothes, that's another subject. I have a closet full of nothing to wear. Ladies.
I do, too.
Do you understand
They're all
that?
Men's clothes, but I...
mine's really confused. There's both. There's a left and a right. Boys on the left, girls on the right. Then it depends on my mood and whether I feel bloated or not. And it just, and I'll shop anywhere. I think thrift stores have treasures, but I don't have that kind of time to go one garment at a time looking for the right size. After all, I'm kind of a big girl.
Well,
I'm an extra
large. What was that, Jane Russell?
Yes. Well, my 42D, you know, that not just everything will fit in that. So you need certain sizes.
Now, and what, go on.
Well, and then there's the comfortable length of skirt and heels and all that to make work, you know. You can't go too short because I do cross my legs and sit on a stool, and I have to be very careful to not flash the front row. They're usually on camel toe watch. I will assign them that.
Oh, my.
I can see them. I heard that last night. I was in the audience.
They're
Googling
it right now. What's camel toe?
What's a camel toe? Well, it's smaller than a moose knuckle. So.
Now they're Googling that.
But those are the kinds of crazy things we say and have fun with. But and all kinds of other things. Last night, I loved it. I was going around the room doing Que Sera Sera. And everybody was singing and really enjoying the chorus, Que Sera Sera, whatever will be. So I put the microphone in the lady's face, and she just was stupefied. She just sat there like a zombie. Well, uh-oh. I cracked up, and that happens about half of the time. That yeah. My patrons are really going for it and just loving singing along with me when I'm on stage, and then they get the microphone in their face, and they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, you've done that to me several times.
They look like a deer in headlights.
But, and Dora, you've got to... You've got to admit, you never met a microphone you didn't like.
Oh, no. Never, ever. The more, the merrier. One at a time, usually. But
Oh, please. Okay.
We digress.
We digress.
Moving on.
Listen, I need to make a couple of announcements real quick here. Eric Burden is going to be the Christmas special. KXmas has a Christmas special December 2nd at the Irvine Bowl here in Laguna Beach, which is the pageant of the Masters mm-hmm. venue as well. But it's the Irvine Bowl, and it's December 2nd. Starts at 5 o'clock. I guess the doors open at 5 o'clock. And there's several songs. Before the show, the Festival of Arts Grounds will play a host to a variety of themed holiday party tents, unique foods and drink, indie Christmas carolers. The proceeds will benefit nonprofits KX93.5, the Friendship Shelter, Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. So if you are interested, you can get tickets in advance and go to this fabulous event. It's KX93.5.com/KXmas, KXmas, or just go to KX93.5.com and you can get all the details. But that's the big Christmas party that's coming up. This is KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio.
Stay with me.
800-516-9935. What am I going to do without you? I want to clarify a little bit on this December 2nd event that we have coming up. It's presented by the Royal Hawaiian and 7 Degrees, featuring Eric Burden and the Animals. I don't know. I think my present company has heard of Eric Burden and the Animals. It's been around forever. And they have Spill the Wine. You should know all about that, Indora.
Oh, yes. That or vodka.
No, never spill the vodka.
And we got to get out of this place. That's what I usually say
at closing time?
Yeah. it's all good. I think, Stacey, you had a question?
I do. Being a female fan of yours, Indora.
Thank you.
I am curious because I'm not real good at Christmas shopping. I do it last minute. Where do you shop for Christmas gifts?
Well, all over the place, but I'm invited to a lot of parties, and I usually just go for the small packages under the tree, and I take a big purse. Small packages, looking for jewelry, of course. That's my favorite gift.
Oh, but that's then, very thoughtful.
That's so Andorra-ish.
Well, and I only buy for myself, then that way nobody's ever disappointed.
Oh,
that's a good point, though.
Yes, who wants pajamas or a sweater or slippers or, you know...
When you can have a surprise of what you've stolen from someone else's tree.
Yes, and they hardly ever miss anything either. It's amazing.
Do you get invited back?
Sometimes.
I'm impressed, Indora. I'm impressed.
How resourceful.
It's not really shoplifting. It's just lifting.
It's just lifting. Because you didn't do the shopping.
I just tear off the name tag and put it in my purse.
Okay. Okay. I've note to self.
Well, also, I've heard you encourage shopping. You do shopping at bingo events too.
Oh yes, we have fabulous prizes, and a lot of them I think are suitable for regifting. So you can pick your prize and pass it on this time of year.
Oh, very pay
mother,
it forward.
Mother would love that lint remover. Just you can never have too many of them, right? One in your purse, one in the car.
In the car, I do. I have one in the car.
See,
yeah.
There's a lot of lint out there.
I didn't think of it that way, but you're right.
And especially when you're traveling, I have one for my suitcase as well.
And
well, I wear a lot of black when I travel.
Okay, got
so
it.
So it's like I'm like a lint magnet. You should see me going through the airport.
So when do you next perform?
It will be Wednesday at Bingo.
At Bingo. And what time is that?
7:30 to 9:30, and then we have the Femme Fatale drag show following.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Okay.
And then I roll up my sleeves after bingo and become a cocktail waitress for the drag show. It's a lot of fun,
really?
Mostly.
I'll have to frequent that. I'll have to check it out.
Here with some Taylor Swift. Being You. Oh, Pet Shop Boys. Sorry.
Oh.
Surprise.
I'm really having turkey hangover.
You are.
It's terrible.
You are just...
And Dora, you got to help me out.
It's all weekend, too.
Oh, my. Thank you. KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio.
Friends. shades. We will find a place where there's so much space. In the pace back east, rustling just to feet, ready to be
oh, that would be the pet shop. Here we are back with Endora and Stacy, and we didn't quite finish the Christmas shopping list. So,
Christmas shoplifting list.
Yes, that you really shouldn't shoplift, but when you take it from somebody's tree, it's much different.
Oh, that's tree lifting?
You wait till they're all at the buffet, and then you excuse yourself to the powder room.
Oh.
And then you just...
And you run into where the tree is.
Yes,
in the other
take all the small packages looking for jewelry. It's a win-win situation.
It is. I'm impressed.
Rarely do I take anything back, but once in a while, yes.
Return it to the Christmas party?
Yes. Oh, those chia pets, they're just awful.
Okay.
Well, we thank you, Mr. Terry, for being here as Endora and your many other people here.
Thank you, Craig.
Yeah,
and
no.
Stacy.
And I'm going to say, as again, someone that sits in the audience and watches you, you're amazing. And anyone that comes into the bar is just captivated by you, and they just are on the edge of their seats to find out what you're going to sing next, because everyone knows the words to everything, and everyone joins in.
We have a lot of fun.
It's
and
fun.
You just never know what's going to happen. One of the good things about the show, too, is the guest vocalists that come in. Craig has joined us. Mm-hmm. We have Georgina there almost every week. And a few others, one of our bartenders, Chris, and Michael.
So you never know. And actually, there's some really super fantastic goods. Georgina is of one of those that we never know where they're from or what their background is. And you kind of wonder, well, what celebrity are they? But they come in quickly, sing a song, and leave, and we wonder what we've been hit with. It's kind of like a flash mob, a mini flash mob.
Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the guests. It's like, now how do I follow that? And it's like, well, you're Endora, just do it, and it works. But there's some wonderful talent in there.
But they're never forget, they're on your show.
That's true. That's
it's your
that's
show.
True. And I just love all my guests. They're really very talented, and locals, which is amazing.
That's well, good. Thank you, Terry.
Thank
Thanks
you,
again.
Terry.
And we love all you do. You've been very supportive of some charities too, I know, in your show, as we have run through the club, and I know you do a lot of those programs. And thank you for that. Thank you for being Terry, and thank you for being Endora.
You never know who you're gonna get. Well, nighttime fixed up, it's Endora. She's never out during the day, hardly.
Yeah. Next time I see you in the back alley, I'll wave and say hello.
Perfect. Thank you, Craig. I enjoyed being on your show.
I love you. Thank
fabulous.
You.
Well,
and thank
we love you,
Stacy.
Endora. Love you, love you, love you.
Thank you. Happy holidays to everybody.
Thanks a lot.
With suspenders.
After Thanksgiving, you got to put your Spanx on.
That's
and hope
right.
for the best.
They're a necessity.
That's my only wardrobe mishap. They start rolling.
I feel the indigestion already.
Happy holidays, everybody. Come see us. We have a wonderful time. Thank you.
I'm going to step on with Sam Smith, our featured artist this week. I like to do this as much as I can each week. Sam Smith was born in 92. That makes me feel terribly old. He's from London, England, and he started his career with pop and blue-eyed soul. Samuel Frederick Smith, born May 1992, is an English singer-songwriter. He rose to fame in October of 2012 when he was featured on Disclosure's breakthrough single, Latch. What we're going to listen to today is Stay With Me, which has been very popular. I think most every people have heard of Sam Smith and Stay With Me. He is a very out gay singer, and we love him, and I'm glad to feature him on the station. KX935, Laguna Beach's only FM radio.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you
Sam Smith. This is Laguna Beach's only rainbow radio and only at KX935 FM. I wanted to, again, mention our sponsor, Mike Johnson at Villa Realty. They have offices in Laguna Beach, Corona Del Mar, and Costa Mesa. If you'd like to sponsor the show, you can always call in and talk to Monica here at KX935. .com. All the information's there, and be a sponsor for Rainbow Radio. Stacy, did you have a shout out for some friends you wanted to say?
Well, I would like to shout out to my friends Michelle for a wonderful Thanksgiving, but she's being treated for pneumonia now. She cooked herself into a storm now has pneumonia. But a shout out to her. Shout out to Georgina. Thank you for putting up with me. And a shout out to my mother, who is in Las Vegas at this point.
And you have brothers and sisters?
I have one brother. He's younger than myself, but he's in Las Vegas. That's where she's at his house.
Along with mom.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah. Gambling.
Oh.
They're all gambling.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Again, if you know of a business you'd like to feature on the program, or a person of significance in the community, we would love to have them on the program. Explore what their contributions are to the community and share with the love and everything that's going on in that regard. Here we're going to step away with Better Off Alone. going to come in on that, the words, do you think you're better off alone? And I wanted to, every year I typically do a Christmas message. Everyone has their way of expressing how they feel about the holidays. And I usually do a YouTube one. I don't know, Stacy, do you do something special for communicate to your friends and family?
No, I am a believer of writing cards. I don't like to do text messages or any of these group email stuff. I'm the old fashioned.
I
stamp
an
envelope and cards.
I get a few every year, less and less every year. But when the ones I get, I'm so pleased to get. But for me, this last year I did a YouTube message, and the message that I wanted to put out there is that not everyone is having a wonderful time on the holidays. And I think too often in our lives we can get caught up in the holidays and fun things for ourselves. And I know there was a couple of cases, instances with me personally where had I not been there as a friend, had I not called someone up on a Sunday, they might not even be with us, you know.
Right.
So you never know who you're talking to. And I still think today of this friend that confessed to me months later that he was not planning on being around. Mm-hmm. And that just that one conversation and my insistence that he meet me somewhere for some crazy fun thing, he felt that helped change his decision. So when we see someone on the street and we walk down, we can't assume everyone's having a wonderful holiday. No. And it's important to look them in the eye and just say hello. It's someone you don't know. I mean, someone who needs a hand up, or just say, how are you? How is life? And mean it. Don't, you know, I think for me, I find that very satisfying, and I do what I can, and I encourage as many people to do the same. I think it makes you feel a lot better about the holidays. And again, not everyone's having a grand time on the holidays. Maybe it's the first year they're without someone that they dearly loved, or even is something as simple as the loss of a pet that's been with them for 14 years. Mm-hmm. All those things kind of mount up, and we play this recital of all these old songs that can make a lot of people overwhelmed with emotion. And so it's not always easy, sometimes very difficult. And be there for your friends, call them up, say hello, do something crazy, you know, swim nude, I don't know.
Well, you know what? I applaud what you're saying, because it takes not an ounce of effort to smile. It costs you nothing to smile and say hello. I like your shirt. I like your hair.
Yeah,
give them a compliment. People are starving for a compliment, and it costs you nothing.
And it might be the highlight of their day.
Absolutely. You know?
I remember one Easter I went into a Ralph's up in L.A. I was living up there, and there was an older couple. Obviously, they had many medical issues, and they were shuffling about, and I felt, oh, they're in everyone's way. And when I finally got my food, it was a buffet, mm-hmm. the self-serve,
right.
I was having my lunch, and it happened to be Easter. And so there's no place to sit but me to sit right next to them.
Right.
And I started talking to them, and I felt like that instance was a message to me.
Absolutely.
As much as it meant something to them, but it was a message to me that just for them, just to have some conversation, I think was important.
Right.
And the fact that they were kind of being ignored by the rest of the people there. And so when I walked out of that grocery store, I was flying high.
I'll bet.
And I had a tear in my eye because it was a lovely older couple, and I'm sure they're gone by now because they were not in the best situation. And I thought that was the Easter message for me.
Well, your takeaway was priceless, and imagine what it was for those people you spoke to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to wrap our show up here. I got one more song to play here, and we're out of here. We hopefully are back next week. We will have Mariner Travel here with Lawrence Simon, and we will be discussing making your travel plans. Maybe you want to escape
Ooh,
the holidays.
Yes. There you go. Nice.
What would be wrong with that? So here we go. Thanks for listening. KX93.5. See you next Saturday. Same time, same station. Love you all.
Good day, Laguna.
Good day, Laguna.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react.